Welcome to the Love Your Story podcast. I'm your host, Lori Lee, and you're here today for a quick chat. That is one great inspirational idea in 15 minutes or less. Today's show is about reframing happiness, so stay tuned for a quickie discussion with Courtney McDermott, author of Give Yourself Permission, as we explore this idea of shifting the way that you think about happiness so that you can more easily find it. Stay tuned.
Stories are our lives in language. Welcome to the Love Your Story podcast. I'm Lori Lee, and I'm excited for our future together of telling stories, evaluating our own stories, and lifting ourselves and others to greater places because of our control over our stories. This podcast is about empowerment and giving you, the listener, ideas to work with in making your stories work for you. Story power serves you best when you know how to use it.
I'm Lori Lee.
And I'm Courtney McDermott.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
Let's talk about reframing happiness.
Sure. Let's do it.
Let me kick it off with this thought. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy goes on an adventure to find her way home. She heads out on this path on the yellow brick road, and she's searching along her path. She has the support of the good witch Glinda looking out for her. She has companions who are learning along the journey also. And in the end, she finds that no one else, no wizard existed who could do it for her. I think in a way that we all take this journey. We are told, no, let's actually say sold. We are sold all day long that we need this product, that promotion, this coach, this corner office, and then we will be happy. But you point out in your book, quote, if the something or someone isn't pointing back to yourself, then it simply won't work, unquote. Take us there. What are your thoughts on this?
That's actually one of my favorite lines from this book, because lots of times, yeah, we just fall into that delusion of like, I'm going to get my answers outside. And even though we know, and all our greatest spiritual traditions tell us the same thing, we know that the answers are inside. We know that the enthusiasm we're after is in us. We know that the wealth we're after is in us. We know that the intuition, the intelligence, it's in us. And yet the tendency to get distracted, like we were talking about in our last episode, is so strong. And so, yeah, my belief is that if whatever the resource is, if it isn't guiding you back to that intelligence that exists within you, then it's missing the mark. And that's really, you know, when we talk about even happiness, because we're not just sold that someone else has our happiness, whether that's a relationship or a coach or like whatever it is, but we're also sold a very specific idea of what happiness is supposed to be.
That's a great point, because culturally we are. And what if our happiness doesn't necessarily align with that? I can see how there would be this space of questioning, I'm supposed to want this. This is supposed to make me happy. Why isn't that working? Am I broken? That's a really interesting thing to think about.
Yeah, I love the fact that you brought that in, because most of the time we're not even questioning it. We're just like, oh, but that's just what it is. I was doing that for a really long time. And I actually talk about this in my first book. Like, I got to the place that's supposed to equate happiness. You know, yes. When you get here, you're supposed to be happy. You have all the things and, you know, all the gold stars. And I just wasn't happy. I actually called it being miserably successful. Like, I was miserably successful. And even, you know, in my personal life, I had all the things. And so it really unraveling that story of happiness and being like, maybe happy to me might not even look like happy to everyone else. For me personally, I realized, wow, like, I got all these things, but I'm not happy. Again, coming back to your question, well, does that make me a bad person? Or did I really miss the boat on this one? And I had missed the boat, because I had always chased those externalities, thinking that that was going to solve the problem of what was making me feel insecure, what was making me feel lesser than, or that I needed to prove myself, or whatever those things were. And the more I started to really kind of get with that and give those things to myself and become, to your point, of whole in myself, then all those things could really come in ways that actually I didn't even need them anymore in any way for my completion. And they came as just these marvelous gifts that sat on top of my own sense of connection with, as well, with the intelligence that we were talking about in our previous episode together.
There is so much truth in what you're saying. So let's talk about, how do you reach that place where you're able to consciously just tune in to your own self-worth, your own being? You know, what does happy and contentment look like for you? I mean, how do we get there? Because I think you're really true. And I have some examples in my life of some people who are, they struggle with worthiness. They struggle with feelings of being enough because they aren't hitting all those cultural milestones. So it's like, I must not be good enough, right? I'm not doing it that way, or I'm not inclined. I don't feel motivated to do it that way. So that I must be broken. Like, how do we find that space of self-acceptance and self-worth?
One of the things that I would recommend is really starting to lessen the distractions that you have. And you and I talked about this in our last podcast conversation of how to really start moving away from everything that's distracting you from what you know you want for yourself. You know you want to feel this way. And so instead of maybe, you know, the endless scrolling or whatever else that looks like, how do I actually start to dedicate more and more time? And you don't have to start with, oh, I'm going to sit in a cave for a week and I'm not going to have any, you know, access to anything. I would say really starting small, but building that devotion up over time, because it's about being devoted to you. And I don't mean this obviously in a selfish way. I mean this in the least, like in the, or maybe I should say selfish, like you're really focused on the self so that you can experience all that is possible through these other relationships or things that can support you. But it's really about, for me at least, it's been about, I've got to lessen those distractions. I've got to get quiet, but not in a forceful way, like easing into it and just saying, okay, I'm going to go there and I'm going to start to become much more devoted to myself than an image of myself or something that I thought was what it should look like.
Okay. So in your book, you share a story of when you were young, that you were often told to smile and to not be sad and to think positive, but that you were like a super melancholy child. And so they were always confused and you were feeling pain and discomfort, and you just stare out the car window and you'd cry about things. And there was all this depth of feeling in you. And then you talk about how you had to give yourself permission over and over to feel, and that was okay to be you and to have all those feelings, to be the you that you were. Tell us a little bit about that and how giving yourself permission to really be yourself and fill into who you were and that empathic nature, how that comes about to creating this wholeness and this personal happiness.
Yeah, I love that you're bringing this up, because, you know, when I talk about sitting quietly, I don't necessarily mean, obviously, like sitting down. I really mean exploring the depths that you're talking about here and allowing yourself to really experience all of it. I think that's where the wholeness piece comes in. Like, it's all you and it's all okay. Like, even the parts that you think are super dark or you don't want other people to see or whatever, it's actually all, it's okay. It's okay. And the more we actually give ourselves that permission, we start to integrate those parts of ourselves that we've sort of, you know, kept out there, which is one of the main reasons why we numb, why we distract with things too, because we're just like, oh, I don't want to face that. I don't want to look at it. But the crazy thing is that when we actually go into that depth of feeling and knowing ourselves more and more, the more we actually can start loving ourselves. And the happiness that I talk about, like, lots of times someone will look at me, you know, and one of my moments where I'm just so deeply blissed out and I'll just be bawling. Like, I'll be bawling my ass and I'll be, what's wrong? And I'm like, it's just so beautiful. Like, life is so beautiful. All these parts of ourselves that we negate, that we deny, it's all so beautiful. And that's the integration. And then from there, you actually do choose. You actually do get to choose more thoughtfully.
So that acceptance of self becomes real to happiness, right? This is what I'm hearing. If we're summarizing the acceptance of who you are fully, that it's all okay. And I think if we do that, that we become okay with our self-worth, right? Like we sense our self-worth when we quit judging how we feel. Do we have too many feels? Are we, you know, are we doing this wrong? Are we doing that wrong? When you say all those feels are legitimate and okay, then there's less judgment about worthy or not worthy, right?
Right, exactly. I really believe that, again, here we come into just how brainwashed we've kind of been into thinking that it needs to look a certain way. Instead, really allowing ourselves, well, like my way is not that way. Just like we were talking about at the very beginning of maybe happiness to me doesn't look like happiness to everyone else. Okay, wait a second, stop. You know, what does it look like? Or just starting to ask some of those questions, because then that's where you start to move into a much more mindful realization of your life and of who you want to be and who you can be.
And the realization that it doesn't depend on somebody else, that work's going to come from inside of you, just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. She, you know, takes this whole lifelong adventure to figure out that it's within her that she's going to find that space of peace.
100%. The ruby slippers were on you the whole time. Yeah.
So in your book, you say, quote, aligning your ego to the divine truths in you is like a constant spontaneous enlightenment that does not rely on anything or anyone outside you for its fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
That's really lovely, Flo. Like what do you have to say about that as we close up this episode?
Well, this is reminding me of a big talk I gave in Colombia last year in Bogota. Actually, I was about to take the stage and I was behind stage. And in the past, before I would get into a big event like this, I would be thinking of all the things I had to do right and, you know, just get it right and perfect speech and all this other stuff. But I was actually backstage praying for, you know, what you just talked about, which is like the ego. Great. I love her. The character. We've all created these characters. Fabulous. Let that character be in service to this intelligence. Everything that it's done, all the experience that it's had, all the things. And I was back there. And while my dear friend was presenting me, she hosts these amazing, huge events. And she was presenting me and just kind of listing off all the accolades and things that, you know, we were talking about of, and I think also in previous episodes of like, you got there, you're not there. But anyways, she was doing that. I was backstage and I was just like not paying any attention to any of that because I really wanted to just let that intelligence work through me. And it's exactly what you just read from the book is like, you just feel this spontaneous all the time. You just feel like, wow, I'm kind of blissing out on whatever's happening because I'm not trying to force it into a specific way. And it is the same way with happiness. It's like, you don't even know right now, maybe what it's going to look like. I certainly don't day by day. I don't. I just wake up and I'm like so excited for no apparent reason whatsoever. It's not like, oh my God, I've got the biggest meeting of my life today or whatever. It's just like, I'm just so excited because I have no idea how the unfolding is going to go. And it's living in that majesty and really putting your character in service to it. And it's phenomenal what happens on the other side.
Okay. So in summary, as we close up, what are your points that basically summarize this talk, but for reframing happiness? What are the things we need to remember?
Well, I think here it's a bit more elusive than the other topics we've discussed up until now. For me, it's really, again, just getting with what does happiness really mean to you? And these seem like maybe cliches or maybe things that you've tried before, but just sticking with like, okay, I have my own knowing about what I care about, what's important to me, what lights me up. And we didn't really use that expression here, but that's it right there. What lights you up? I think if I had to summarize, I'd say there are things in you. There are things that you know, both intrinsically, but also extrinsically, externally that might be in your environment that you know really, really light you up. What is that? Those are hints to your brand of happiness. Those are those glimmers of happiness that are yours and yours alone. And I'd say really, really seeing about getting with those first and seeing where it takes you because it's an exciting ride.
Thank you so much for being here today. Courtney McDermott is the author of Give Yourself Permission, Be Confident, Be Happy, Be You. All her contact information will be in the show notes. And her book goes into more detail in all of these things. So if you want more, that's where you go to find it. If you like this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's all about doing good in the world. And this is an easy way to share some inspiration. We'll see you in 2 weeks for our next episode. Live with intention.